Okay.
The topic for this evening's discussion is the issue of Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafrei Tzadikei, commenting on the Mechaber in Sif Dalet. The Mechaber in Sif Dalet writes, when he presents the halacha, he cites the Gemara. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Chayav Lishloach L'Chavero Shtei Manos. The obligation of Mishloach Manos is to send two different items, and the Mechaber mentions either Shel Basar or Shel Mini Ochlim, different types of meat or different types of food items. Shenema Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu. The Mechaber also says, V'chalamar B'Lishloach L'Re'eyu Meshubach, that is certainly praiseworthy if one maxes out on this mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah right away comments in Sivkot and Chof, when the Mechaber underscores the fact that it has to be mini ochlim, different types of food, says the Mishnah Berurah, below begodim mishar dvarim. However, clothing is not included, or any other matter for that matter, any other item would not be included, one would not be able to be yotze, with the exception of mini machol. Only through mini machol is one able to be mekai in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. And the basis for this, of course, is a very famous machlokes that the Bi Halacha already addresses. And that is the machlokes between the Tumas HaDeshen and the Menos HaLevi. Menos HaLevi is a sefer that's written on Megillas Esther by the author of the Chododi, Rav Shlomo HaLevi Alkabetz, and he was also not just a Meforesh and Tanakh, but also a great Baal Halacha. The Tumas HaDeshen contends that the entire basis for Mishloach Manos is in order to provide Klal Yisrael with Tzarchei Sudas Purim. We want everyone, every Jew, to be able to have the wherewithal to enjoy the Suda. They should be able to do so b'harvacha. They should be able to do so b'shefa. They should be able to be sameach, b'tuv lev. And therefore, they were masakin l'shach manos to everyone, bein lani and bein lashirin, in order not to embarrass anyone who doesn't have the wherewithal to enjoy the Suda of Purim. Essentially, the idea of Mishloach Manos is to enhance the Suda. The Menos HaLevi, Rav Shlomo HaLevi Alkabetz, contends that that is not the intent of Mishloach Manos. The ultimate intent of Mishloach Manos is the harbos ava v'yachva v'shalom v'reus. Of course, this is the very antithesis of that which Haman had in mind. Haman had in mind, as he indicated, hinei am echad mefuzar u'mefarad bein ha'amim. Here we have a nation that's scattered, a nation that is not meuchad, that's not united, a nation that mefuzar b'machlokes. These two tamim are quoted by the Bi'alocha, quoted by the Chassam Sofer and his Chubas, and by many of the Gedolei Achronim. And there are many, many nafkaminas that the Bi'alocha addresses, and the Chassam Sofer and other Achronim address practical differences between these two tamim. Just to give a number of basic and fundamental examples, according to the Tumas HaDeshen, since the primary function is to enhance the Seuda, so therefore one should send Machol Mishta that is sufficient for a person to have a Sudas Purim. According to the Menos HaLevi, perhaps one would be able to even send other items that are not necessarily Ochel that we mentioned at the beginning of this year, as long as there will be an increase of Ava V'Yachva Shalom B'Reus, an increase of amity, of fellowship, of friendship. But obviously the Takana ultimately was Zaydei Machol Dafka. That is essentially what the mitzvah is all about. So undoubtedly, as I said, there are many, many nafkaminas, and I'll give a number of other nafkaminas. The Rambam mentions here in Shulchan Aruch one of the famous nafkaminas. The Rambam says, what happens if and when a person sends the manos, the mekabel does not want to receive them? That's the lashon of the mechaber in Tafrei Tzadikei Sif Dalet. And the Ramah commenting on that says, V'esh l'shurach manos b'yam b'lo b'alayla, mitzvah is dafka during the day. And then he writes, V'im sholeach manos l'reiv hu ena rotsa l'kablam. Let's say the recipient does not want to receive the manos. So the Ramah paskins yotza, one actually fulfills the mitzvah of b'shurach manos. He quotes actually from the Prichadosh, who argues on this psak, the Mishavura, and the Chassam Sefer also is astounded by this psak. So obviously this depends on the nature of the mitzvah. If the whole idea is that a person should be able to have an enhanced meal, an enhanced Sudas Purim, so clearly by virtue of the fact that the Makabel does not want to accept the Mishrach Manos, so then one Suda will not be enhanced. But if the intention is to show Ava V'Yachva V'Sholem B'Reyus, to demonstrate friendship, and to demonstrate sensitivity for other people's sensibilities, consideration, and you want to show yedidus and the like, so unquestionably, you would be able to be yotze under those circumstances. Another nafkamina, again along similar lines, would be if the mishrach manos was sent anonymously. This actually has happened to me a number of times. People send mishrach manos, apparently forgot to identify themselves. And what is called in Hilchos Tzedakah, Matan B'Seser. Would a person be yotze the mitzvah of Mishrach Manos? And again, if the basis for Mishrach Manos is to assist, to enhance a person's Suda, there's no question, you've done so. You provided me with the ability to enhance my Suda Spirit. If the intention is to be Marachiv, Ava V'Yachva V'Sholem B'Reyus, it's not going to work if I don't know exactly the identity of the sender, of the person who's sending me the Mishrach Manos. I would not be Yotze. There is a discussion in the Gemara Masechet Megillah, and the Magen Avraham already addressed this question, but it's already found in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch itself, here in Sif Dalid, in Tafrei Sadikei. The Mechaber writes, let's say a person does not have the wherewithal to go and send Mishrach Manos. He's not economically in a position to do so. In Menglo, says the Mechaber, Machlif im Chavero. You can exchange with your Chaver. Ze sholech leze sudaso, veze sholech leze sudaso kedei lekayim, v'mishrach manos isha re'eyu. Each one sends the other the suda that they prepared for Purim, and that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of mishrach manos isha re'eyu, and one discharges one's obligation through such a hachlofa, through such an exchange. Even though subsequently you're going to go and eat by the other person. The source of this is the Gemara Megillah, and there's a comment of Rashi and Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, Abai bar Avin and Chanina bar Avin, Mechalfi Sudasayu. The Gemara says these two exchange meals, and Rashi is even more difficult because Rashi says they did so in the course of a two-year basis. 1 year, one person sent, and the second year, the second person sent. Already the Beseisev asked the Kasha, and many already ask on this Rashi and Maseches Megillah, that obviously one of them is not going to be mekayem the mitzvah of Mishrach Manos on that particular year, since this went on over a period of 2 years. So what is the nature of the comment of Rashi? So the Ran and other Rishonim assume that what Rashi means, and when the Gemara says Mechalfi Sudasayu, it means that the same year, that's when it happened. One of them sent the Suda to the other, and the other one sent him his Suda in the same year, and then one would be able to be Yotze the mitzvah of Mishrach Manos. Another nafkamina, also discussed by the Poskim, this is an issue in Halacha that's found many times in the Gemara, what's known as Matana Manasla Hachsir. What's the status of Mishrach Manos and Manasla Hachsir? I give you a Matana, but there's a Tanai that you have to return it to me. So again, the Be'alocha quotes from the Prima Godim, one would not be Yotze. According to the first time of the Truma Sadeshin, if the intention is to enhance one Suda, clearly one Suda has not been enhanced by virtue of the fact that I have to return the Matana. And even according to the other time, here again, clearly this is not the ideal Ava V'Yachva V'Sholem B'Reyus. If there's a built-in tonight that one has to return the item that one gives, so then undoubtedly there's a major question whether one fulfilled the mitzvah of Mishrach Manos under those circumstances. Now let's talk about some of the details in terms of the particulars of the mitzvah of Mishrach Manos. We mentioned what the Mechaber here calls in Sif Dalid, the obligation to send two manos of basar, or two types of ochel, shenemar, mushrach manos, ish le'eyu. Namely, shtei manos or shtei matanos le'ish echad. The Ochel Shulchan writes in Siman Tov Reish, Tzadikei Sif Yudalid, he said it's clear you have to send two different types of ochel, or two different types of mashke, or one type of ochel, or one type of mashke, which means one type of food and one type of beverage. But if I send shtei chatichos mimin echad, that's not going to help. Because, in effect, even though I cut them into two, and that does not necessarily make it into two different types of ochel. It's fascinating that the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Hilchos Megillah Halacha Tesvav, when the Rambam cites his halacha, he articulates it in the following way. V'chein chayiv l'shloach shtei manos basar, o shnei minei ochlim, o shnei minei tafshel. So you see clearly from the Rambam that the obligation is to send two different meaning. When the Rambam writes shnei minei ochlim, or shtei manos basar, it means two different types of meat. And that's the question. What exactly is the intention of the Rambam? Let's say if a person were to go ahead and the Prima Godim has this suffix that it's not clear what exactly two meaning has reference to. What does it refer to? And this is the subject, as I said, of a lot of discussion. What is called the min and what's called two minim? Achronim talk a lot about this issue. Let's say I were to send two bottles of wine, one that's red and one that's white. Was one yotze with that? Is that considered to be two different minim, two different types? Agoyne Shlomo Zalman Orenbach Zatzal, Nahlicha Shlomo, Paskin La'alocha, that even two sections of one min, but the tam is different. Let's say a person sends chicken. One sends the bottom, the other one sends the top. Means I send both the bottom and the top, and perhaps they have different tamim, as long as the taste is markedly different, one from the other, the chelek ha'elyon, the chelek ha'tachton, that's considered to be shtei manos. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach over there has a fascinating comment, and a side comment, if you will, who adin legabe isu bore b'shabbos. That would also be considered to be two minim. And that's also quoted in the name of Hagadah Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. The Mishnah Berurah actually discusses this in Siman Shin Yotes, Sifkot and Tesvav, the Dinim of Borer. The other Mishnah Berurah points out, if I have basa tzli and basa mevushal, I have roasted meat and I have cooked meat. So the Mishnah Berurah says that would be called two minim regarding Borer. And certainly if I have two different types of oaf, two different types of chicken. Again, so this is the question, how you define what's considered to be one min, what's considered to be a second min. But certainly, if the tamim are different, the achronim say pretty clearly that would be called two minim. Or for that matter, two different types of baked items are considered to be two minim, even though perhaps they may have been constituted of one min. Let's say you have sometimes two different types of cake. We're talking about an isa, a dough, and then we make two different types of cake or two different types of chocolate or two different types of ragalach. Again, as long as the tamim are different, they're markedly different, not only in their appearance, but the distinction primarily lies in the taste or in the texture. And in fact, there are those who contended, but this lichara has no basis. I've heard this a number of times, that you need two minim that have two separate brachos. I'm not familiar with the source for that particular svara, although I've heard the svara on a number of occasions, but as far as the dinim of mishloach manos, I don't believe there has a makor for that particular svara. There's another discussion that the achronim have as well, namely, must I go ahead and when I give out the two manos, must they be in two separate kelim? Because perhaps if I put them in one kli, then the kli is mitzarev, the two items. It's considered to be one mana. It's not considered to be two separate manos. So that's, again, a discussion among the achronim, there are those that contend that you have to literally place two manos and two kelim. They want to bring a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos and the Tzadik Aleph from Abayz, but the Gemara there talks about a kupa malaya chardol. The Gemara discusses the machogis all over Shas, whether eged kli shmei eged or lav shmei eged. If you hold eged kli shmei eged, somehow it's combined, it becomes one item. So now what about if I have a kli that has two separate compartments? How do I view that kind of a kli, that kind of a utensil? In general, halacha l'maisa, I believe the practice is to send bikli echad. One sends two manos in one kli, and one is yotzei the mitzvah of mishloach manos. That's generally the assumption. I believe that is the universally accepted position, that of Avshalom Zalman Auerbach, that of Hagoyin the Shevet Halevi, Hagoyin Avshalom Zalman Auerbach. Both these Gaonim contended that others who indicate otherwise, that's a big chiddush. That's not mistaber, that if one puts both items in one kli, then one will not be yotzei the mitzvah of mishloach manos. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention here what the shear is for mishloach manos. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's not enough to send a mana that has a kezayis or a revius. It has to be a mana yofa. It has to be chaticha ruy liskabein. So if someone sends something very small, so then one will not be yotzei the obligation. Again, this is Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shear. We don't exactly know what the size is supposed to be. The Marsha actually, in the Chiddush HaGadol here in Megillah Daf Zayin, says mana mashma kol dehu, even a small amount. And the Lakad Yoshe quotes the name of his Rebbe, the Tumas HaDeshen, that even if one sends one Te'ena and one Tamra, even though that's not worth the Shavu Pruta. However, generally, that's not the assumption. And we assume that it should be something that has value, something that's considered to be chashuv. Each one of the two manos has to be significant because you require two manos. The reason why I'm mentioning this, because someone once sent me, and this is an old chaver who was a shtickel batchan, and I guess he likes to demonstrate his batchanos, especially on Purim. So what he does is every year he sends me from Chutz Laretz a massive box. And the box has many, many different layers. And on the bottom of the box, finally, when I got to the bottom of it, which took quite a while, I discovered that there was essentially two lollipops on the bottom. That's essentially what he sent. And it would seem that if one sent a bottle of wine and a top of lollipop, so then that again, the question is whether one is yotzei the mitzvah mishloach manos. But if I send items, let's say two raisins, or I send two tiny pieces of chocolate, again, would one be yotzei? Each one itself is not a davar chashuv. Maybe together it's a davar chashuv. This is a question halacha discussed by Gdolei HaPoskim. And l'chatchila, one should send items that are chashuv. The Bi'ah Halacha here quotes in a very fascinating comment. He quotes from the Chayodim. If I'm sending mishloach manos to a very wealthy person, certainly I'm not going to be yotzei mishloach manos with two lollipops or with two pieces of chocolate or even with something of that nature, because it would not be in accordance and sync with his socioeconomic status. Mr. Brewer says, Nochon lizor bezel chatchilam. One should be careful regarding this particular matter. But that's only regarding someone sending to an usher, to a very wealthy person. But again, what the Achronim are talking about, they're trying to figure it out. And I heard in the name of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal that if someone sends, Mishloach Manos sends seltzer. So Rabbi Yashiv said, that's Kemaya Ba'omba. That's no chashivas at all. One would not be yetzi the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. So for that matter, mineral water. This, of course, is relevant to, in general, the issue that's discussed by the Gdolei Achronim at great, great length. What is considered to be Chamar Medina? And generally, Rabbi Shafayin Zatzal and Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal did not consider to be any kind of soda. I imagine that over there in South Africa, they call it pop. The way they call it in England, they don't. They call it soda water, something along those lines. Whatever the case is, they held that one would not be yotzei the din of mishloach manos. I remember that Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal told over that once a mishulach came to his home and he saw the mishulach was someone who was not only in need of support financially, but he obviously was in need of a good meal. And so Rav Soloveitchik gave him his supper. And then at one point in time, the fellow said to the Rav, he said, can I have some soda? And the Rav never heard of that term. What does exactly soda mean? And all this conversation is conducted in Yiddish, with the exception of the word soda. So he asked him, what is that? What are you referring to? So he was trying to explain it to him. And finally, he explained to him that soda refers to vaser mit abissel tzeva, water with some coloring to it, with some flavoring to it. So the Rav said, oh, you mean pop. You're referring to pop. It's in Boston what they call soda, they call pop. And so the Rav never heard the term soda. And then the Rav told him, pop, soda, mitrink no by a chasana. Only by a wedding do we drink soda and pop. Otherwise, we drink water. That's what we do, H2O, el agua. Anyway, so this is the question whether one would be yotzei in the midst of Mishloach Manos with those items. There's another question also discussed, the Manos HaLevi, who indicates that the basis is the Harbos Abba V'Yachva V'Sholom V'Reyes against the Tumas HaDeshen has to be something to be eaten by Sudas Purim. So now let's say, can I go ahead and I send cheese? Is there an obligation that one should eat meat, dafka, and drink wine at the Sudas Purim? This again is a subject of a lot of discussion. The Rambam does mention Hilchos Megillah, that the Rambam speaks of dafka drinking wine in the context of the Suda, that one should get drunk, but dafka betoch ha-Suda, according to the Rambam, and he mentions basa v'yayin, dafka mentions meat and wine. The Shulchan Aruch actually indicates that yesh mi sha'omer sha'oinen muta bebasa v'yayin. Normally the halacha is that onen, before the kfura, is not allowed to eat basa, not allowed to drink wine, a pasuk in chumash, lo achalti be'oni mimenu. And now the question is, what about in the context of Purim? So some contend there are 2 days regarding avelos on Purim. Is there avelos? Is there no avelos on Purim? But in onen, the yesh mi sha'omer notes that he's permitted to have basa v'yayin. Why? So apparently there's a mitzvah on Purim to eat basa. That's what one sees from that halacha. And therefore the question is, am I mikayim the mitzvah if I send milchiks, if I send davar chalavi, if I send milchiks, is one fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? According to Tumas HaDeshen, the ikar Mishloach Manos is Mishum Tzorach HaSuda. The Suda, you have to eat basar. But perhaps one could argue that, similar to Avraham Avinu, that one eats the milchiks first, and then one does whatever hadachah is necessary, and then one will eat the basar. It's part of the Suda. And again, this is the subject, as I said, of a lot of discussion. Pashtus, one is Yotzei. It doesn't seem to be a problem as far as this halacha of Mishloach Manos. There's a question whether one can be Yotzei Mishloach Manos by sending different types of tavlinim. Someone asked me this question just now. Different types of spices, because tavlinim are only the time of Alma. They're primarily utilized in order to give taste to the food, but it's not something that one is going to necessarily imbibe. And for that matter, it would seem that Lich Orah, based on the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara says that discussing Mishloach Manos, and mentions that one person sent the other, Mali Taska de Zangvila, or Mali Kasa de Palpal Taricha. So one sees clearly that one is Yotze in the midst of Mishloach Manos by sending tavlinim, by sending different types of spices and the like. However, perhaps one could be Dochadis, again, that maybe there's a distinction between tavlinim that are eaten together with bread, or tavlinim that are purely for the purpose of taste, that are not dechel at all, only for the purpose of a tam. And this, again, as it seems, that one would not be yotze the mitzvah with tablinim. It has to be something which is roi l'achila, roi as a kind of machal. What about someone who sends tea or coffee? So again, that does not that necessarily have the chesaron of being a tablin, of being some sort of a spice, but still, maybe it's not called roi l'achila, because obviously, first one has to go ahead and boil up water, and place the tea inside, and place the coffee inside, and perhaps it depends on the machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah, also discussed over here in Tafrei Sadikei. Mishnah Berurah discusses in Sivkot and Chof the following issue. He mentions, if I have basar chai, Mishnah Berurah says, I'll read his language, ubeino shiyad min ochel hamavushal. It has to be something which is a cooked item, not something which is raw. The Mishloach Manos haroi miyad la'achila mashma. What's the impression that one should have from the din of Mishloach Manos Yisrael? That right now, at this moment, I should be able to go ahead and, in effect, eat it. The Yeshom, the Kevinshu, Shochet, Voi, Liz Bashal, Miyad, Shari. Mishnah Berurah calls a second opinion that since obviously the meat was nishchat, was slaughtered properly, and you can go ahead and prepare it right now, you can cook it, then it would be permissible. I heard from a goyner, I've never sold shlita, that if I send to someone 2 different manos, namely one meat and one which is the milchiks, let's say I send hard cheese, that you normally have to wait 6 hours between meat and milk, between hard cheese. So then you would have to send it much earlier in the day, where it's possible for a person to eat both, that both items will be able to be consumed. So here we have again, as I said, is one yotzei the mitzvah. So the Chura is telling you this machlok is in the Mishnah Brura regarding basar chai. The Magen Avraham holds you not yotzei, only basar mevushal haroi l'achila, the Prichadash argues. He said you are yotzei. And again, as I indicated, so there are many poskim who contend that one can be yotzei in the mitzvah mishrach monos by sending coffee. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Yudches over here, in Siman Tafrei Tzadik Hei, discusses another very famous comment of the Binyan Sion. Hagoyin of Yaakov Ettinger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, had a massive chiddush. And he said that since the pasuk says, Mishloach Manos Isha Re'eyu, the only way he can be Mekayim is through a Shliach. Many people actually are makpid on that. They have an emissary. As a matter of fact, usually on Purim, I almost always encounter, I don't know about this year, in the Corona season, Lo Aleinu, but often there are emissaries who come dressed in their emissary garb, a very, very distinguished looking kind of garb of an emissary, of a shaliach. So is one obligated, dafka, to send mishlach manos ayidei shliach? Can one send it directly? Of course one can send it directly. Must be dafka ayidei shlichus. So why do they makpid dafka on shlichus? If the whole purpose of the mitzvah is L'kiv halvavos, ava v'yachva sholom b'reyus, perhaps it's more mechubad, ayidei shliach. I don't know if you're familiar, but in Manhattan, anytime you come into a building, there's a doorman who has to bring you into the building. And not just one doorman, sometimes there are several doormen. So kind of it's more bakovedik when you have such a individual. And again, the question is, what about regarding the din of b'shlach manos ishra eyum? You take a look in the Binyan Siyon himself, which is what is kedai to do. There, you don't see that there's a suffix whether you yotzei. He writes, "Ulai lechatchila tov yosei l'shrach amonos ayde acher." Doesn't indicate there's a suffix that you're not yotzei in the midst of l'shrach amonos. You do it directly. Of course, you are. But maybe he suggests perhaps it's more, as I said, enhancing or more bakavadik to send it through the agency of a shliach. And the Gedolei Yisrael would not makpid at all on this issue. I'll just read part of his lashon, the Binyan Siyon. He writes, "V'achi nichali mashi nistapakti. Mishe meidi ba'atzma manos, v'nelsin l'chavero, im yotza yedei mishrach manos." The Anam Rino, Shulch Shalom Kamosa. The Gemara is a principle that the shliach of a person, someone who sends an emissary, is like the individual himself. Abul ibchala matzana shehu kishlucho. And since it says mishloach manos, maybe you need dafka ayidei shliach. But he writes with tomati shloraisi the poskim sheiru alze. He doesn't see that the poskim insist on this manner. It's very clear that we don't paskel like the Binyan Siyon. We don't require a shliach. One can certainly be mekayim the mitzvah in a very direct kind of way. Even in Brisk, where they were makbid on everything, they weren't makbid on dafka sending a shliach to mekayim the mitzvah on mishloach manos ilu reyu. And on the contrary, they argue better to give yourself because the Mishnah says in Kedushin, Memalof, Mitzvah Bo, Yosem B'Bishlucho. Better the way Rashi writes over there. The Chiyos, the Gufa, B'Mitzvah, Tzvei Yodif. When I myself am involved in the Kiyama Mitzvah, it's far better. But there are Achronim who are Medaktek, Dafka, not just to be in Zion, they were Medaktek, Dafka to do it through a Shliach. And they discuss then the following question, whether I need a Shliach who's a Godol, can I use a goy, can I use a cotton? Can I use someone who's the labanei shlichus nino in kol haTorah kula? So obviously there is some inyan as far as the shliach is concerned. But as I said, lefi rov haposkim, it's not considered to be a problem. In Tafrei Tzadik Hei, the Ramah writes at the end of this siman the following, a very fascinating statement. He points out isha chayeves matanos evyon u'mishrach manos keish. The isha tishlach leisha veisha leish. A man should send to a man. A woman should send to a woman. This is both matanos sevyonim and mishrach manos. Aval lo behefech, not the opposite. A woman should not send to a man, and a man should not send to a woman. Shelo yavo ish leshlach lealmanu v'yavo deisav v'kiddushin. Aval matanos sevyonim ein lochosh. I'm not going to get into this whole sugya, but this concept that a man should send to a man and a woman should send to a woman. The Mishnah Brura explains the basis for this bilchash is sivlonos, which is a whole sugya in Masach Kedushin, and we're afraid of different kinds of shashos. Whatever the case is, in general, we don't find a gzera that a man should not give a matana to a woman, a woman should not give a matana to a man. And perhaps, again, this may only be an issue dafka and Purim, since we are marbe, b'manos, and matanos. But if someone in general gives matanos to female members of his family and vice versa, on Purim, here you would have a problem because of this particular gzera that's mentioned by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. So there's no issue of kedushin. Let's say a brother and a sister, it's muta legamri, there's not even an issue. And again, as long as there's no issue of conviviality or any kind of friendship that would be beyond the measure where it should go, l'chura, it should not be considered to be a problem. Someone asked me, what about a chassan sending to a kala? This week, someone asked me this question, a chassan, can he send to his kala? Mishroach manas on Purim. And even though it's true, b'shayim ha-sashana is done, perhaps on Purim, one should be more medaktek, one should be more makrid, but of course, do it through another member of the family, and that would not be considered to be any violation if one does so in that kind of a fashion. Let's just mention also another fascinating din. Someone asked me about this as well. And this is a din in Yerodea in Simin Shin Chav Vav, Sif Beis. It's a Mishnah, actually, in Masech Eschala. The Mishnah writes over there, Ha'osa Isa the Chalka, if someone makes a dough and then plans on dividing the dough into different types of doughs and obviously doing a number of different things with that dough, so one is pata from challah, which means if before afia, my intention is l'chalag es ha'isa, while it's still batzek, where each one doesn't have a shear of challah, you're pata min ha'challah. Because there are two mechayvim of challah kayadua, one is the mechayv of lisha, gilgol, that's the pasuk in shlach, reishis ha'risol seichem, challah tarim usruma, and the other is the psukim in the techocha, where the Torah says, v'ofu eser nashim lach b'chem betanir echon, even already if it's baked, and you forgot to be mafresh challah, so hasal mitzar from the challah, Hatanu mitzvah from the challah. There are two separate mechayim. One, the mechayim of lisha b'shas isa, or the mechayim of lechem after it's baked in the tanur. So even though, again, the lavush and the bi'ah grua point out over there in Yerodeh Shin Chavav Sif Beis, if you do it kedei l'chalka l'acherim, but if you plan on holding on to yourself, then of course you're going to be chayim in challah, even if you divide it into different pieces. The fact that many people are annoyed to be mafresh challah erev Shabbos b'bracha, even though the intention is l'chalek, so. Here, the question is whether, let's say, a woman decides to send every Erev Shabbos to her daughter, to her son, to her sons-in-law, to her daughters-in-law. They send challahs that they bake, and she doesn't have with her, there doesn't remain a shear, which is chayv and challah. Okay, you won't be able to mafish challah with a bracha. So the fact of the matter is, however, that if you put it all together in one sack, and as I said a moment ago, hasal masaf and the challah, after afia, or to put a mapa beneath them, that's what's mentioned by the poskim. Tzir of Sal helps to create one unit, and then that's what you should do, and the Mela, you won't have this problem. Someone asked me as well, and this already came up, this problem this year a number of times, namely that people often send Mishrach Manos in a kli, let's say a kli made out of glass, kli shel schuchis. There's a question that got me tevila. What about the obligation of being tovel that kli? So in general, we paskin, the Gemara says, the end of Avodah Zarah, and that's what's called in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea, in the Siman Kuf Chaf, that the Chiv of Tfilas Kelim is only on clay Suda. A Kli that comes into contact with food, that kind of a Kli is Chayev in Tevila. So therefore, if it's not the Zarah HaSuda, there's no need to be matvil the Kli. And who adin, if a person, let's say, purchased a Kli for business purposes, not for the purpose of Suda, and the Kli would not be Chayev in Tevila. So therefore, one should be careful regarding this matter. But the fact of the matter is that I don't think people are so medaktek regarding this halacha. And I don't think that necessarily they're going to be using these kalim that are receptacles. They're not necessarily being used as a kli. Someone asked me, what about a napkin? That they put actually a napkin on top of the kli. Is that going to help? That's discussed by Hagoyim of Tzikon Zatzal in the Sefer Tfilas Kelim, because of Shomo Zalman Orbach, that would not patur a kli that requires tevila. Sometimes people engage in all kinds of what they call in Hebrew, potentin, all kinds of games in order to patur themselves from being tevil kelim, and said, okay, that's not the issue of our interest this evening. We're not discussing Tfilas Kelim, but here, this is an issue that comes up from time to time regarding the din of Mishloach Manos. Let me just mention a number of other questions that are often posed with reference to the Dina Mishlach Manos Ishav Eyu Umatanos Lev Yonin. We mentioned that if a person, let's say, has a gluten-free diet, or someone has some other hagbalot, some other medical issues that would, in effect, militate against the person being able to eat the item that's being sent to him. So the question is, if I can't eat it, is there a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Mishlach Manos Ishra Eyu? Could be, according to one Tam, namely the Tumas HaDeshen, the idea is to enhance the Suda, you won't be Mekai in the mitzvah. But again, if I don't know about that, certainly I'm Mekai in the mitzvah. Person is not aware of every individual, doesn't have to check out what the health situation is, there's no obligation to do so. And undoubtedly, the intention of the individual is to Mekayim the mitzvah, Mishlach Manos Ishra Eyu. There's no question one will be Mekayim, one fulfills the mitzvah without difficulty. As I mentioned earlier, that people ask, can I send it through a woman, through my wife, through my children, through my young children, through a guy? And again, this is a massive discussion among all the Gdolei Achronim. The Chassam Sofer is the one who really deals with this issue. And the question, he, of course, says it depends upon whether these people can be shluchim or cannot be shluchim, but there is no real mitzvah of shlichus when it comes to this particular issue. And therefore, many assume that one can fulfill the mitzvah. I alluded to this earlier, that Ad Kedei Kach, I saw actually quoted from the Mekor Chaim the following, that he writes, Nirali Shemut L'Shoach Manos Ayde Kodin, Avo Pidlabin Shlichus, that which the Chassam Sofer raised, namely the issue, must one be a Bahochi, a Shliach Al Pi Alocha, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. He says one can fulfill the mitzvah even sending it through a child, even though he's not halakhly qualified to be a shliach. Namely, where is he not qualified? When it comes to zechias mamam, when it comes to financial matters. Mashen kein hocha, here he says, afilu ayidei kof niskai ma mitzvah. Let's say I send as a shliach a kof, a monkey, to go ahead and deliver mishlach manos. Here you would fulfill the mitzvah. You would be mekayim the mitzvah. And again, as I said, that many poskim do not hold like the Binyan Tzion, and they feel there's no need to go ahead and dafka send it through a shliach. That's not necessary. What's the din if a person who is on the recipient end, he's shikr, he's completely drunk, it's Purim, and he takes very seriously the mitzvah of Ad Lo Yada. Maybe he holds both levels of shichus, shichus shalayach, shichus shalayach, and he's very machmir. Sometimes people are very machmir on this mitzvah. The more machmir this mitzvah, the dinim daraisa. So now the question is, if the mekabel is a shikar, is one mekayim the mitzvah? Mistama, I assume, one is mekayim the mitzvah. We're talking about a shikar who hopefully will recover in the course of the day, actually yispakech miyeno. If lo yispakech miyeno, if he's going to be drunk for 3 days, the pashas, you would not be mekayim the mitzvah under those circumstances. What about sending mishrach manos before Purim, that it should come on Purim? I've had Mishlach Manos sent to me from the United States and from elsewhere in Europe. And in some cases, it arrived before Purim. Some cases, it arrived the week after Purim. Some cases, it didn't arrive Bichlal. So it could very well be that the Mishlach does not necessarily have to be on Purim. Dafka, this again is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim. You'll take a look at the Be'er HaTeva over here. Tufrei Tzadikei Sivkot Zayin. He calls him a Sefer Yad Aaron who has a suffix. If someone sends something before Purim, and on Purim itself, it arrived. Ayyotzi the Chiyah, because the Mishalech sent it before he's chayv in the din of Mishlach Manos. The Chiyah Mishlach Manos is dafka on Purim itself. That's when the Chiyah is chal. That's when it takes effect. Perhaps you're not Yotzi, or maybe as long as he came to me on Purim, the Shas Chiyah, so then that's sufficient to be Yotzi. And he seems to be noted that one will be Yotzi the Chiyah, and that's what Avi Yashiv Zatzal and many other Gdolei Apostkim indicated. The Yochashokul says, you're not Yotzei, the Mishlach Manos has to be on Purim itself. That the act of Mishlach Manos has to take place dafka on Purim, and one would not be Yotzei if it's sent prior to Purim. Maybe it's Tully, perhaps at the Tami HaMitzvah. Again, as I mentioned at the outset, if the reason for the mitzvah is Mishum Avav Yachav Shalom Bereus, that depends on the Sholeach. Because you have to demonstrate by the virtue of the fact that you're sending it Avav Yachvah, dafka b'yom HaPurim. Since you sent it Kodem HaPurim, perhaps it's not appropriate. According to Tumas HaDeshen, that the object is to enhance one's Suda, to enhance one's meal. So it's totally on the Mekabel. Since I'm a Kabel and I'm Purim, and I have Harvacha from that, so then the din is, it's fine, you're Yotz in the Mitzvah. It's interesting that the Ramah writes here in Sif Dalin, Tafrei Tzadikei, Yesh Shoshoach HaMishoach Manos, Bayom Ulo Balayla. The question is, what does he mean? What does the Ramah mean when he says you have to send the dafka by day and not at night? The Vilna Gaon understood the Ramah is saying, the pasuk says, Yemei Mishteh V'Simcha, U'Mishroach Manos Yishra'eyu, U'Matanos V'Avyonim. And the word Yemei goes on all the above. It has to be dafka by yom. So if a person sent it before Purim, it won't help. According to Lavush, he says, the pshat of the Ramah, when he says that, has to be by yom, v'lo v'alayla, because that's the zman of the Suda. Otherwise, the chshash, you might eat it before the zman Suda of Purim. So if a person sends it before Purim, and it comes on Purim, l'chura, that should be effective, that should work, as far as the din of Mishloach Manos Yishra'eyu is concerned. I was asked if I know someone who I'm not so friendly with. Someone even asked me, not only am I not friendly with him, he and I have had a sichsuch for a long time. We've more or less, at one time we were business partners, and then something happened, something which was dreadful. And as a result, we have not only separated from each other, but let's put it in a mild way, we dislike each other immensely. Is one yotz in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos to someone who's a sone? I heard from Hagoyin Rav Levinsohn Shlita. I asked him this kasha, and he referred me to the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, a famous Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the mitzvah pre koteina mentioned in Parsha Mishpatim. Ki sira chamar sonacho roveitz tachas maso v'chadalta me'azov lo ozov tazov imo. So if I have a situation of, in one case, preko, another case, te'ina, one involves tzar bali chayim. You have to unload the animal. The other involves loading the animal. However, there's a sone involved. One is an oeg, one is a sone. So the Gemara says, mitzvah b'sone, kidei lochuv as yitzro. They're better to go ahead and help the sone, even though he's unloading, in order to conquer your yitzro hara. So hopefully, as a result of Mishloach Manos, maybe you'll be able to turn the tables around, and perhaps, maybe it will become Abba V'Yachva V'Sholom B'Reyos will be created as a result of the Mishloach Manos, hopefully, that you go ahead and send. Just one or two more questions that there are many, many questions, and one could ask LOR, ask your local Orthodox Rav. We have some prominent Rabbonim in front of me, so perhaps the other people to ask all these Shilas in terms of Halacha L'maaseh. Can a person go ahead and a kodesh yigi al chinuch? Can he send to a kodesh shelo yigi al chinuch? So if a kodesh shelo yigi al chinuch understands the inyan of Mishloach Manos and it becomes Abba v'yachron bereus, yomekayim that actually the mitzvah unquestionably. Someone asked me, what about sending Mishloach Manos again in a kli that was not tovel? Certainly one could do so. Again, one is not eating the kli. One is eating the Mishloach Manos that are in the kli. So again, one will be able to fulfill the mitzvah. In general, just to sum up, b'sikum, there's no doubt that Mishloach Manos, Yishra'eyu, Matanos Lev Yonim is one of the beautiful aspects of Purim, and it's, of course, designed to bring about a sense of Achdus in Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned at the very outset of our remarks. And even though we know that often a lot of this is Min HaSofer V'Lachutz, but even things that are Min HaSofer V'Lachutz, things that are external in nature also have tremendous value. And it could open up lines of communication and lines of conversation between people. And so no doubt, this is a mitzvah that one should fulfill to the fullest extent that one possibly can. This year, because of the corona, it is not recommended that one engage and embark on all types of odysseys regarding this mitzvah because of the danger, because of the sakona. This I heard from Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, and from several other Gaonim who indicated that it's inappropriate this year, may even be bordering on Isur, to go ahead and engage in widespread Mishloach Manos Yishra'eyu because of the Sovik Sakona and Chamira Sakanta. Sakona one has to be very careful with in general, v'neshmatim ol nafshal seichem. And under these circumstances, Zehirus is the proper thing to do. But overall, one should try to be mekayim the mitzvah to the extent that one can. And therefore, hopefully, as a result, we'll be zoche to literally Ava v'Yachva v'Sholom v'Reyus, and Klal Yisrael will come together, and Kimu v'Kiblu, as the Gemara says in Makkos and Shabbos, that in Purim there was another Kabbalah Satera Mechadosh, Kimu Mashkiblu Kvar, and of course it has to be that Kabbalah was only when we were Misachi, we were unified together, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will gather together, Ba'achdus, Halavai Yis Hashem, this Purim should bring about Achdus and Klal Yisrael and nachtas that will lead to the coming of Mashiach Tzikeinu, Meher B'Yameinu, Amen B'Yameinu. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I see that everyone's going to guess their local Orthodox rabbi. That's wonderful.
Did the Rav want to speak about the Paris Mappa? Or that's, well, you said, no. You already said what.
No. Paris Mappa, I'm going to speak about separately. Ein Me'arvin, Simcha B'Simcha. So I'm going to speak about it separately. The truth is, I would like to speak about it in a proper way, but that would be about 50 hours to go through the Sugya Paris Mappa Mekadesh, which I don't think that even you'd be the only one left listening to the shiur. But I will discuss it, Mitzvah Hashem, next week, hopefully in one of the shiurim. As I mentioned the other day, my rabbein were very opposed to it, even though the Meiri, twice in Shas, the Meiri in Psochim, and that Sugya Kufal of Kubbeis, is in favor, and that's what he did in Provence, and the Meiri in Ksubas, and Davzayin of Kubbeis, the Sugya of Alman V'Almana, also is in favor of it, but Rova Poskim are not in favor, because there are too many Mechsholim, too many potential Mechsholim that are involved here, and it's not a glatta approach to going ahead and fulfilling the mitzvah, even for those of us who are outside of, I believe all people on the screen in front of me seem to be B'nai Yudalid, and we're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Purim, and the Rambam passes against it. The Rambam indicates that one should have the Suda before Chatzais, Shah Asiris, and one should not utilize the methodology of Paris Mappa Mekadesh. But why Shlita, I will discuss the Bleed Nether in one of the shurim next week. And I'm also going to talk about it Friday night in shul. So those who will hear Friday night don't necessarily have to hear the other version, although one version may be quite longer than the other. So what can I do? I will attempt to try.